Jesse Valenzuela of the Gin Blossoms joins us this morning. You want to catch the Gin Blossoms? Ozarks Amphitheater, Saturday, June 11th. Tickets are on sale now. You can get info at ozarksamp.com or check out the Ozarks Amphitheater Facebook page. Jesse, it's so cool to have you here. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. I'm packing for this weekend of shows. One of them is an international show, and if I don't take the passport, then I probably have to stay at the airport.
Oh, you're trying to get your passport right now?
No, I was just like making sure it's in my luggage.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Are you at the airport right now?
Nope, I'm at home doing laundry.
Oh.
Getting ready for this week.
I got to tell you the funniest thing. I had Eddie Money on like a number of years ago, and it was a cool interview. But I called his house, and apparently his wife answered, and she says, "Oh, I'm so sorry, he's not here right now. He took the kids to school." And I was like, "Well, that's all right. You know, I'll call him back." And I called back, and he still wasn't there. And she was very apologetic. And I was like, "Listen, don't worry about it. Here's my number in the studio. Have him give me a call when he comes in." She says, "Okay." He calls back in, and he goes, "Oh, I'm really sorry. It's Eddie Money. Hey, Eddie, how you doing? Oh, I'm really sorry. I had to take the kids to school. We got tied up in the line and blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "That's all right. Don't worry about it." And I told my wife that, and she said, "I think that is so cool. Eddie Money is like this big-time rocker, but he's just taking his kids to school, you know?"
It's true. You know, His kids are grown now, but I used to see him in the hood, you know, like at the kid carnivals with his kids and stuff. He's a sweet man, very funny. We did some shows a couple summers ago. We were at the airport the next morning flying back to L.A., and it was me and him really early. And he goes, "Did you have your breakfast?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "Well, let's go." So we sat and had some coffee, and we were talking. And he said, "You know what? Save your money. You don't have to work as hard as I do when you're my age."
Wow, it's probably good advice.
Well, he was really nice. He was imparting some wisdom. You know, he said, "You know, hey man, just have fun. Make sure you guys get along. That's the deal."
Oh yeah.
You know, be good to your audience. And he was a really sweet man. I see him around once in a while. He's a terrific guy.
I love his music too. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
So, Jesse, I got to tell you, obviously, all you guys came to prominence in the '90s when grunge was the big thing. Everybody was talking grunge. I know we often, in radio, we often labeled you guys as sort of alternative and whatnot. How do you feel about labels like that? Did you ever pay attention to that stuff?
I personally didn't. I didn't feel very alternative. I thought we were kind of just making pop music, but I mean, you know, as long as they're paying attention, I suspect you're doing something right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I always wondered about that word alternative anyway. I was like, alternative to what? You know what I mean? It's all music.
It is. I don't know. We didn't make that sound that the Seattle guys made. They were pretty aggressive, and they really rock pretty hard. So maybe it was an alternative to that. I don't know.
What is it, about 25 years roughly that the group has been together, at least under the name Gin Blossoms? Is that right?
I think probably closer to 30.
Wow. Jesse Valenzuela of the Gin Blossoms visiting with us this morning. Was there ever a point in your career after you hear, you know, like, "Hey, Jealousy" or "Follow You Down" or something, other songs on the radio, you think, "Man, I think we've made it. This is, like," does that fear ever leave you, or is it too scary to consider that maybe we finally hit it?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think it nags everyone at different ways and different levels. Maybe not Mick Jagger, but I think the rest of us.
There is a certain insecurity, obviously, just in the entertainment business in general. A lot of times, as they say, you're only as good as your last hit or your last movie or whatever. But I guess you do reach a level, as you mentioned, like Jagger or the Beatles or somebody, where it's not a question anymore. I don't know.
I think you're right. We've been really lucky, and we've been able to keep the thing momentum going and make music, and we have a good show. So we keep playing.
When you're not on stage, who do you like to see live? Like, what would you say is the best concert you've ever been to? Whose music do you dig when you're not doing your own thing?
Well, I rarely go out to shows. I mean, I know that in a couple of weeks we're going to play with Soul Asylum, so I'll get there to see their show. They're nice people and friends, and that'll be a fun show. Generally, at home, I don't go out. Maybe acoustic music I might go see one.
Do you like to keep the sound the same when you're doing this, or do you like to mix it up? Like, at what point do you get bored with what you're doing? You're saying, "Hey, let's do this different."
I wish we could, but in the band, I'm the minority who would like to change things a little bit. But the guys are pretty, you know, they want to remain true to the sound. So not much changes. It really doesn't. We might extend some solos and vamp a little bit, but I think that all the nuts and bolts and all the moving parts sort of remain the same.
I understand you guys have a new album coming out. What is it, this fall?
No. We're going to go in the studio in the fall.
Okay.
So I don't suspect that record will be out till next spring.
Sometime, okay. But brand new Jim Blossoms music, is that right?
Yes.
And also, Jesse has a solo album out now. Tell me about that.
I have a record out on iTunes, and I sell it. Always selling it live at the show, so I'll bring some copies to the Ozarks, and we'll play.
Cool.
And, I usually try to grab a guitar and come out front and hang out and see if somebody wants to buy a record and say hello.
That's awesome. That is great. And again, when you're doing this, obviously you probably have people. You try to do all your hits, obviously.
We'll play all the hits, and then we'll drop in songs because we've made a couple new records in the last 10 years. But, our time in the sun was the 90s, so we don't get the sort of attention with a new record that we used to. And I think that everyone has grown accustomed to that.
Right.
You can't stay at the trough forever or else you'd be a piggy.
Yeah.
It's difficult to stay there.
Well, you know them well, the Gin Blossoms. I mean, songs like Hey Jealousy, Follow You Down. Help me here, Jesse.
I'm Gonna Slap You.
No. found out about
you. Hit, You Owe Me Money. That was a big one.
You Owe Me Money. Look for him to play that song at Ozarks Amphitheater.
Yeah.
In fact, when you see Jesse, shout out, You Owe Me Money. See what he does.
Yes.
See what he does.
Yeah. The haunting ballad, My Dog Ate My Homework.
Oh, haunting ballad. Jesse, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
And absolutely.
The Gin Blossoms, Ozarks Amphitheater, Saturday, June 11th. Ticket info at ozarksamp.com, or you can check out the Ozarks Amphitheater Facebook page. Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. You take care now.